Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
A good Thursday for the Cleveland Cavaliers because, Dustin, for the first time since the 2000-2001 season, the Cavaliers are over 500, 22 games or more into a season in a non-LeBron James year. Now you want to say, well, there haven't been that many non-LeBron James years since then. Well, there's been 10 or 11. I can't remember now off the top of my head. There's been enough, and the Cavs have never been over 500 through 22 games since that season 21 years ago without LeBron James, and they are today. Now, the last time they did it in the 2000-2001 season, they had a much better record than they had now. I think at one point they were, I just want to say, like 15-7 or 16-8, something like that, and they completely fell apart and had a terrible year. So we hope that doesn't happen. But for the first time in a non-LeBron year in a very long time, there is some optimism for Cleveland basketball, and it's exciting.
Yeah, there really is, Adam. And when you look at this team and what they've done, I mean, especially the last couple of games, like, they've got the lead, and then they just kind of put their foot on their opponent's throat and run away with it in the second half. And they're playing good teams. I mean, teams that were in the postseason a year ago. Even the teams that they've lost to were good teams. They've had a tough stretch of games to start the season. And in that tough stretch of games, you were without Mobley and Markkanen for a period of time. So now that the Cavaliers are getting healthy and they're a 12-10 basketball team, like, I think they're good. Like, I don't know how good they are. I don't know if they're a team that's going to go to the postseason and win a bunch of playoff games and all that stuff. But I do think they're should be a legitimate conversation had about their chances to make the postseason right now. We're a quarter pole in. They're two games above 500. They played good teams. They're playing really good basketball. And one thing they're really doing, too, is playing excellent defense. You know, the one thing the Cavs over the last couple of years, you know, they've been young and they've had some talent, but they didn't have much defense. They're really stepping it up on that end of the court, and I love to see it. And JB Bickerstaff deserves a lot of credit for this. And I'll give Kobe Altman some credit, too. I mean, he seems like he's hit a home run here with the draft recently with Garland, who looks like an up-and-coming superstar, and Mobley, who is a budding star. And in the way that
maybe not a Coro, but the other pick.
Okay, fine. But at least he's a good defender at worst. He's not a bust. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he's giving you some productivity.
Shouldn't be a starter.
Probably not. No. Probably not. But on this team, he is, and they're going to keep giving him opportunities because he was a high draft pick. But overall, I've been thoroughly impressed with this run by the Cavaliers, and really just they're so. I say this every time we talk about them. But I think it's the truth. They are just a fun team. And one of the things that makes them fun is it looks like they're having fun on the court. You know what I'm saying?
100% know what you're saying. The chemistry seems great. They seem to be enjoying playing together. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, what's really been impressive, you talk about these three wins and good teams. And, you know, you mentioned Dallas is a little banged up. And, you know, Miami was without Jimmy Butler and Adebayo. Is that how you pronounce his name?
Adebayo. Yeah.
So they were without both of those guys yesterday. So that factors in. But the Cavs have had their share of injuries as well and continue to have their share of injuries as Colin Sexton remains out and will be out for a while. But, you know, when Mobley was out and they lost the five games in a row without him, right? They were 9-5 after beating Boston, and then Mobley's out, and they lost five games. They played really good teams. You played Boston and Brooklyn and Golden State, Brooklyn, Phoenix. I mean, that is a gauntlet. And you lost all five of those games. But, and you were without Mobley and some other guys. Markkanen's been banged up. Obviously, Sexton. Love, we know he's had his issues. He had some things that kept him out of the lineup. But even in that stretch where they lost five in a row, when they were very shorthanded, outside of the fourth quarter against the Golden State Warriors a couple of weeks ago, they hung in there with those very good teams and played really well.
They did, yeah.
For the most part, hanging in those games. They were all close games, except, like I said, that fourth quarter against Golden State, things got ugly. But to bounce back with Mobley back, and what a difference he makes. I mean, they are so much better team with Mobley, and you don't usually see rookies have such an impact on winning.
Correct.
But it's true. I mean, the Cavaliers are 12-5 in the games Mobley's played, and 0-5 in the games that he hasn't played. So it's been a pretty stark difference here, having him and not having him. And it's not just, you know, obviously Mobley is the biggest addition that they've added this year.
Yes.
But Markkanen's played a big role. Rubio's played a huge role. And I think Kevin Love kind of – now, I don't know what – you know, listen, he's no way still – he's still not worth his money, and that contract remains a terrible contract. However, it at least seems right now, and maybe he's just not complaining because they're winning, and he'd look like the worst guy ever if he was still complaining. But it seems like for the first time since LeBron left, Kevin Love is in a role that's good for him, where he seems at least relatively happy. I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. And, you know, they're not relying on him. Kevin Love is not, like, when LeBron
The pressure's off of him. And
right.
Like, when you watch him play,
nothing's expected from him, really.
He's playing loose right now. I don't think he's pressing at all. I think he's comfortable in the role. And the fact that they're having fun and winning games, I think it makes it easier for him to accept the role that he's been given.
Yeah, and last night was his best game this year. I mean, at 22 points. He shot the ball well. He was 6 of 8 from 3. They don't need – and the thing is, they don't need him. You know, he's been so fragile that when you're pounding on the boards and trying to – you know, and not that he's – I mean, he's still going to get rebounds, I understand. But they – you know, with Allen and Mobley just being monsters on the glass, they really don't need Kevin Love to do as much underneath as they used to. And he was just, I mean, he was for the most part just a three-point shooter in that game, and he was hot.
Yep.
And he got it done, and you know, they played well, and Mobley did his thing. He's going to be a double-double machine. And Jared Allen has, you know, when they signed him, I was like, I like him, but I'm like, well, that's a lot of money for a guy who's a good player and not a great player.
Right.
Now, I still don't think Jared Allen's a superstar, but he's playing pretty close to it. I mean, he's been, you know, I wasn't watching him as closely when he was on the Nets, but it seems like he's playing the best basketball of his career. I think he is an excellent leader on this team. He's a young veteran, and he has a great attitude. Every time you hear him talk, you're like, man, this guy, I bet the guys love him. And, you know, you talked about Garland already. He's been awesome.
Garland's awesome.
But I think Jared Allen is the glue that keeps this, you know, along with Rubio, are the glue guys that kind of keep this team together. And yeah, I mean, I'm with you. I think the Cavs, I don't think this team's going to fall apart like that 2000-2001 team. This team's more talented. You got to stay healthy. Obviously, it's a big part of it and a big challenge because the Cavs are not particularly deep. I mean, they have, you know, like 6-7 good players with Colin Sexton not around. But if they can stay relatively healthy in an Eastern Conference that doesn't have that many really good teams, there's no reason the Cavs can't stay, at the very least, in the back-end mix for a playoff spot.
I agree. 300%.
And, you know, if nothing else, you know, J.B. Bickerstaff's done a great job. He's getting the best out of these guys. He's certainly getting the best out of Jared Allen. It seems like every night Allen's like 7 of 8, 8 of 10, 11 of 13. You know, it's like he doesn't miss a shot.
You know the Cavs have the third best defensive rating in the league?
Yeah, well, I mean, you talked about it earlier.
They're just behind the Suns and Warriors.
They've been a garbage defensive team for much of their recent history, and they've completely flip the script on that. And as we've talked about, remember, they've played, you know, a lot of road games. They've played a lot of tough. It's not like they've been playing a bunch of bad teams.
Right.
They've been challenged, and they've, you know, met the challenge
head on
a lot more than you would have thought of. And, you know, they'll play again tomorrow in Washington before they have a Sunday afternoon game at home, which is nice because the Browns are not playing Sunday afternoon. So you got that game. They probably they purposely did that on Sunday. But listen, things are not getting any easier. I mean, you got Utah coming up for that Sunday game. You go to Milwaukee, and obviously they're playing great. The Chicago Bulls, you got them coming in next week. They're playing great basketball. So it's a challenge almost every night, but I'm enjoying watching the Cavs live up to that challenge mm-hmm. more often than not this season.
Yeah, I am too. They're becoming must-watch TV. You know, it is football season still, but I'll tell you what. I mean, I'm watching a lot more Cavaliers basketball in December than I ever have. You know, typically I don't watch much NBA until at least Christmas. Because I always felt like that's when the season like officially begins. But I'm watching a ton right now and loving what I'm seeing.
Yeah, by the way, I just saw Daryl tweet that Evan Mobley was named the Rookie of the Month for October and November. So it's one award because obviously the season starts late in October. 17 games, he's averaged 14.5 points, 8 rebounds, 2.5 assists, 2 blocks, and 34 minutes a night. So Evan Mobley, the first Rookie of the Month, and one of the favorites to win Rookie of the Year. 216-578-0092, that's the number to jump in with us. Do you believe that this will be the first Cavs team to make the playoffs without LeBron in over two decades? Can they do it? Can they get over 500? Can they make the playoffs? Can they even win the playoff series? Are all these things possible, or are we getting too carried away at 12-10?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.